good day to all my friends south of the Canada-U.S. border. I'm on the north side of it again. It's Wayne Elliott here. Honored to be your host and with you again today. Got a great show today. Just a great show. Mr. Joseph E. Meyer will be back with us for at the bottom of this hour for the rest of the show. Mr. Meyer is incredibly astute, experienced, intelligent man with respect to finances and stock market and economies and so forth. So really look forward to having Joseph Meyer with us shortly. We'll get the news out of the way first, folks. You know, as usual, there's a lot that isn't good in the news these days, and today is no exception. We're just about at election day, another week here in Canada, where a snap election, a rush election, has been called 2 years in advance, because our leader thinks that he'll get a majority government this time. So during COVID and all these other terrible high expenses the country's suffering, we are going to have a federal election. So anyway, that is what it is. The news. In the UK, it is being recommended a single jab of the vaccines for now 12 to 15-year-olds. That's in the United Kingdom, in England, Great Britain. In Canada, recently, it is being recommended and pushed, I imagine soon to be forced, or almost, for 5-year-olds to 15-year-olds to be vaccinated ASAP. Now, amongst all the other things that bothers me, folks, about this COVID business and, more importantly, how we humans and our authorities are reacting to it, is that there seems to be no consistency in many places. For example, in many places, they're now showing an equal number of people infected and hospitalized, vaccinated and unvaccinated. It's like 50-50. These boosters that are being certainly touted here in Canada and going to be part of a vaccine passport, so it looks like they're planning on these boosters for some time now to come. Our leaders approved $1 billion to create the vaccine passports, and anyhow, sure pushing these boosters. All I got to say about that is the original vaccines that people have been taking, over 5 billion people in the world so far, have been approved for emergency use. They have not been officially approved. They've been tested for a short period of time, a relatively small number of people, various side effects reported, some deaths. And I just don't get why there isn't, if they're trying to sell these vaccines, why aren't the world's health experts and leaders more consistent and working together? Because it does nothing for me but to make me wary of it all. In Canada, we've approved one additional vaccine that the United States didn't. And that vaccine is being used in many other parts of the world. There's a reason America didn't approve it. The FDA didn't approve it for emergency use. There was plenty of troubles with it, apparently, those that had it. So how about the Canadians and other folks in the world that have had this one vaccine? What if America was right? It shouldn't have been approved. Now we want to give the vaccine to children, and here in Canada, they're talking about young children. They did a test, it was reported many months ago, on 1,000 babies. That in itself was upsetting to me, but anyhow, 1,000 babies. We never heard the results of that test, nor have they mentioned anything about vaccinating very young children at afterbirth babies. So once again, my suspicion says that didn't work out likely. There's so many doctors around the world not being influenced by government or their employers, media and government, that disagree with a whole lot of this. These vaccines this is a quote from the writings on one of them, it teaches our cells to act or react differently. Well, I got an issue with that. I'm a big believer in nature. I think the Creator did a perfect job with the human body. It's quite incredible what we can withstand and what we can do to ourselves and get away with it for a long time. Couldn't treat any machine like that, or your furnace, your tractor, car. It's amazing, amazing creation the human body is. And I don't want anybody teaching my immune cells to do anything different. Honestly, I think the immune system is an effective, we can affect our immune health in many ways, including taking immune-suppressing drugs, transplant patients and so forth that are taking immune-suppressing drugs, purposely suppressing their immune system so their body's immune system does not reject the transplanted organ. Our bodies won't accept such things from another creature. Our immune system's response is to kill that foreign organ in our body. So they have to be on immune-suppressing drugs. Anyway, the original immune system was the best. If you look at what look how many of us have survived COVID, how many of us have survived various things, hypertension, diabetes, cancer even. So we can harm ourselves, our lifestyles can affect our immune system, maybe eating poorly, on top of eating poorly, maybe not supplementing if you aren't getting fruits and vegetables, and these days our soil being depleted, so we need to supplement. We'll get into more of that health stuff later, but anyway, it's upsetting to me that there's no consistency in the information. They thought it would be good for the variants they told us here in Canada a long time ago, the vaccines. The jury's still out on that one, but it certainly doesn't protect anyone from being infected. The drug companies never said it did, never claimed it. And so, of course, what we're seeing is it doesn't. And some people have been infected twice, I was reading this morning. Effective September 22nd, another week or so, folks, 2 days after our election, our prime minister has ordered that Canadians cannot fly inside Canada in airplanes, eat in restaurants, go to movies, concerts, or sporting events unless they are fully vaccinated. Small business owners here in Canada are, for the most part, upset. And they've been warned that shutdowns may be imminent in this fall and winter in Canada, back into lockdowns. And that is the absolute last thing that every small business needs. The absolute last thing, but as I said, the COVID and other ailments are one thing. Our reaction to them are another. And my goodness, notwithstanding people suffering COVID, there sure is a lot of other people and enterprises suffering over our reaction to it. Israeli and Hamas, they're at it again in Gaza. I guess that isn't a big surprise, so we don't need to say much more about that. Apparently some Hamas prisoners escaped an Israeli prison, and now they're shooting. Afghanistan seeks $600 million U.S., warning that their country is facing a humanitarian crisis. My goodness. That desert mountainous country has sure been a place where a lot of money has been spent. Unfortunately, most of it on war-type efforts, the Russians and the Americans and Canadians and joined forces, peacekeepers, trillions. They seek $600 million, warning that there's a humanitarian crisis. Study in Japan found that COVID restrictions resulted in more increased successful suicides. More people had had enough or come to their wit's end, I guess, or maybe were suffering financial and other hardship. It's not been good for any of us in that respect. We know it. Maybe the most of which are kids, young kids that don't have the understanding, and whether they understand or not, missing the social, the school, the sports, developing relationships as young people, all important stuff. Dr. Fauci says today it may take many, many more vaccine mandates to end the pandemic. That man hasn't had a piece of good news in 2 years now, as far as I could see, since he told us America doesn't need to worry about the COVID. It won't be a problem here. So they seem to be just pushing these pharmaceutical vaccines and boosters. And anyway, mass resignations of nurses at a Lewis County General Hospital in Lowville, New York. So there'll be no newborns delivered at that hospital until further notice. And the hospital warned that several other services may have to be suspended because of the mass resignations. Nurses upset about being forced or being forced to be vaccinated. And that's another thing I must say that makes me weary. If the nurses who are dealing with, God bless them, dealing with the sick and the infected, all kinds of ailments, they deal with all the health issues in these hospitals and homes and so forth. And they've resigned en masse at this hospital in New York over the requirement to be vaccinated. That makes me leery as well when the groups of doctors and nurses are not in favor of it. Biden's Congress is exempt from vaccine mandate that the average American is expected to comply with. Well, the lawmakers, they're not, they're exempt from getting the vaccine. Not because of health issues, like other people might get exempt. No, they're just exempt. I guess like our, seems to me, our politicians and leaders, they're not the average Canadians and Americans. Compared to here, this is very short trial, these vaccines, and yet to be studied, a whole bunch of them. And our guy, I think it's extorting. Canadians don't seem to lean as heavily on our first charter rights and the Constitution like you American people do. Respect America a lot for that, a lot. I know some people that call themselves constitutionalists, and they'll live and die by that Constitution. Well, Canada, you hear about some court cases, but Canadians don't talk about it near to the extent Americans do about their rights and freedoms. I don't know why. We've enjoyed the same rights and freedoms, but seem to be losing them. Another report, if millions of Americans are out of jobs due to Biden's mandates, the supply chain nightmares will get much worse. So the supply of all kinds of things that we're seeing in short supply, this report says, will get much worse. That makes sense. Shortage of workforce here in Canada, it's really something because we're still paying everybody to stay home, the government is. But generally a shortage of all levels and areas of workforce in the United States and Canada. It's not that there isn't people to do the jobs, but people willing to, that there isn't enough people willing to. So that for sure would happen, I would say, if the mandates, the COVID vaccine mandates, result in workers like these nurses who have all resigned en masse, then sure, things are going to get short supply. It might likely affect the pricing of things too. Will stay high, as some things are these days, very high. Price of steel is outrageous. Never in history anywhere near these prices. That in itself makes cars worth $1,000 or $2,000 more, the metal prices. Big trucks, my friend tells me, is $10,000 more because of the price of steel and copper. The shortages are global with supplies. This supply chain nightmare is global right now. For example, a worldwide computer chip shortage is affecting many tens of thousands of manufacturers around the world. We can thank China for that one. We're still waiting. The world is still waiting for these computer chips. I'm not sure why they are all made in China, but looks like that might have to change in future. So that's the news for today. Not a lot of good stuff there, folks. It's the world still seems to be upside down and spinning maybe the wrong direction, but have to do our best to stay well, stay healthy, keep our feet on the ground, because 2 and 2 is always going to be 4, no matter what they say. 2 and 2 will always be 4. So we've got to we've got to try and stay right side up. And, of course, the most important thing to us all is our health. Without that, we don't have anything really, and may not have anything long term. And without good health, without feeling good, without feeling well, and at ease, not dis-ease, but at ease, we'll, you know, that's the way to enjoy life and to have a good quality of life. So it's very important. It's the most important thing. We may not think about that every day, but geez, when someone loses their health in one way or another, they sure have it right there to deal with. So, as you know, I've told the Strauss my story many times about the Strauss heart drops and experienced what some call miracles with so many people, my parents both included, so many friends and teammates and thousands of customers over all these years. They're just natural formulas made from herbs that you could grow in your garden. They are, all I can say about safety is they're approved by the FDA, they're approved by Health Canada, they're approved in five other countries, and not once in 42 years, 42 plus years, while the Strauss products have been commercially available, has there ever been one complaint of harm or serious side effect to the FDA, to Health Canada, to the Strauss company, to anyone. Never one complaint. The other thing is the Strauss products have a no-hassle satisfaction guarantee to you for any reason if you are not satisfied, if you didn't do what you thought they'd do or what you believe they'd do or what I said they should do, you get your money back. It's there's no questions asked. The Strauss company insists on that. Always did. They refuse to have dissatisfied customers. They don't like it. They wish you'd take it and do well for yourself, that's for sure, but they will not see you without your money, and you are not in any danger. There's no contraindications with any of these Strauss liquid formulas with any pharmaceutical drugs whatsoever. They're kind of at opposite ends of the spectrum, folks. You can't grow pharmaceutical drug ingredients in your garden. You can't do it. It's all man-made chemicals. The formulas and ingredients in all the Strauss formulas, you could grow all the ingredients in your garden. Now, they're put together in perfect proportion to do what they're supposed to do by the Strauss family and their craft of doing that. But these are all things that your grandma, your mom, your wife, your sister may well use in their cooking, and they're just 100% safe. There's no poisonous herbs used in any of the formulas, of course. And so you're not at risk of being duped for your money, cheated for your money. You're not at risk of any harm. No contraindications with the pharmaceuticals you may be on. And in addition to the fabulous Strauss heart drops, which have shown to reduce blood lipid levels in adults, dissolve plaque and cholesterol, I mean, that's my story. Well, I went from not so good in my mid to late 30s to pretty darn good in my 68th year. That's for sure. I have no heart issues, no arrhythmia. My heart's as strong as a horse, the doctor says. I just had an EKG. My blood work is perfect, he said. Every category, all the organs, the prostate. So Strauss has a small line of originals. These are all old, generations old, tried and true formulas for the bladder, prostate, the kidney blood pressure, cardiocom for the heart, for damaged heart and heart irregularity, heart arrhythmia. Just very good products. You may well, in the case of the bladder or the kidney blood pressure, the prostate, you may experience different bathroom habits within a day or two. You may feel a lot better on some of these formulas in a very short time. But I always urge people, please, you know, finish the bottle. If you're taking the bladder, if you have urinary tract infections or just want to clean your bladder, you're getting up too many times in the night to go to the bathroom, great formula. And I would recommend for you to try it. But do take it for 3 months. Prostate for men, same thing. Take it for 3 months. You're going to notice things long before the 3 months, but take it. Do the full job. The kidney blood pressure, incredible. Incredible formula. The kidney and the bladder and the prostate formulas all have antibiotic herbs in them and herbs that are very supportive to those parts of our body. I've seen them work time and again for over 25 years, and I'll never stop singing their praises because they saved me and changed my life and so many of my family and friends and people I know. So you just can't go wrong, folks. The Strauss products, you will not find better products, higher quality, more effective products in this world. And, you know, as I've often said about the pharmaceuticals, not too often you go to your doctor and he'll say, Mrs. Brown, your blood pressure's normal. You can quit taking the pills now. I've never heard that happen to anyone. These natural supplements, your body knows what to do with natural substances. It just knows what to do with them. It's natural. Our body doesn't know what to do with man-made chemicals. We don't even have the equipment for it. What we do have is liver and kidneys that are good filters. And everybody should consider a kidney cleanse every couple of years. All the heck from all the chemicals in our life goes to the liver and kidneys. So thank God for them, but let's maintain them, folks. If you have high blood pressure, it's either your heart or your kidneys. It's one of the two. If it isn't both, problems with both. If you take the Strauss Heart Drops and the Strauss Kidney Blood Pressure Formula, you are guaranteed to be satisfied once again. Here's the music, folks. We're going to take a break to hear these words, and when I come back, we will have a wonderful conversation with Mr. Joseph E. Mayer. Thank you. Wayne Elliott, your host for today.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Welcome back, folks. Wayne Elliott here with you today. And so we covered the news, and there wasn't a lot of inspiring things there for us. A very brief talk about health and the Strauss products. You got to pay attention to your health these days, folks. Mr. Meyer's going to come on in a few minutes and tell us about our financial well-being, and you're going to hear information that experience, like more than half a century. An honest, straightforward gentleman, and I'm excited he's with us today. But when I get back to your health for just a minute, things like the Strauss formulas, which are cleansing products to help your body do what it's supposed to do, there are other supplements that you really need to consider today. Vitamin D3 is certainly among them. And they now say that 10,000 units a day is okay. It was 1,000 not long ago, but apparently they discovered that the great majority, I heard 80% of COVID infections, those folks were deficient in vitamin D3, as so many of us are. So vitamin D3, I'm currently now, I've upped mine from 2,000 units to 4,000 a day. And I did discuss that with my doctor when I got my blood test results last week. He was all in favor as well. Vitamin C, very important, probably the most important, always has been. Dr. Linus Pauling won 2 Nobel Prizes for his work on vitamin C and his work on how deficiencies, like being deficient in D3 for your heart and immune system, deficient in vitamin C for your general health and help detox your cells. It was these deficiencies he showed that caused so many ailments and diseases. So sometimes it's not what we do with ourselves, it's what we don't do or aren't getting. So vitamin C, vitamin D3, vitamin B compound, complex, get all the B's in a complex vitamin B, full spectrum minerals. Our soil doesn't have them anymore. It's depleted. Our soil is not what it used to be. Products like Iron Earth can help you with your own garden. You can get those at the Power Mall. Fabulous product. I've trialed them for 4 years. Vegetables taste like they tasted 30 years ago. It's wonderful. Flowers, trees. It works on everything because it's putting all 76 minerals back into the soil. It's putting the highest humate acid content of any natural product in the world at 37% humate. Just a great product, folks. You can have a great garden. I've loved it this past summer. I have eaten a lot of lettuce, tomatoes, and carrots, and all kinds of watermelons, all kinds of beautiful fruit and vegetables grown only with Iron Earth. It's a real soil amendment product, but you've got to try and eat well on top of it. The other supplements, those full-spectrum minerals that aren't in the soil and aren't in your veggies and fruits the way they're supposed to be any longer, You may need those supplements. My mother and I both suffered leg and foot cramps if we don't take, for years now, if we don't take the full spectrum minerals. I don't take calcium by itself or magnesium, neither did my mother. We take the full spectrum minerals. You get them all in there. And like vitamins, if you take something that you don't need, your body knows how to get rid of it safely. Again, unlike pharmaceutical drugs, you sure don't want to take more than recommended of any of those. So I wish everyone good health. Be aware of your health. It is the most important thing in your life. It can shorten your life. It can change your quality of life in a big way. And that's a shame if there is something you can do about it. And folks that have heart disease, I mean, I did in my late 30s, angina, no energy, didn't feel well, got anxiety. Those of you suffering that now, you can relate to that. People getting up through the night four, five, six times and disturbing their sleep, not getting that good REM sleep. REM sleep is another great natural product, a great product available at the Power Mall. It doesn't knock you out. It gives you the vitamins and minerals and just enough melatonin to help you get to sleep. Great results on a study that I ran here in Canada with the REM sleep. So there are many things you can do for yourself. Do not despair. You may be in terrible shape today, but know there are good things you can do to yourself to return to good health. I'll leave that at that, and I'll introduce our special guest today, Mr. Joseph E. Mayer. Mr. Mayer is an American with over a half a century experience with stock markets, financial analysis, economies. This man has facts and figures on the tip of his tongue. Going back to the Depression and the stock market collapse, and very insightful. I've so enjoyed having Mr. Mayer on the show with us two other times now, and by popular demand, he is back, and as well, I'm excited about it. Mr. Mayer, how are you today?
Good morning, Wayne. Thank you and the Power Hour for having me as a guest. Always a pleasure to visit with you and my friends in Canada. Thank you, Wayne.
Well, thank you for being with us. I so appreciate you. I know how busy you are. You have a newsletter. You're on the radio and television, and it's wonderful that you take your time to be with us. I'm going to get right to the point because you have a lot of important things to say and share with us, Joseph.
Okay.
So, number one, the U.S. economy has recently reported some very disturbing mixed signals. What can we expect to take place between now and the end of the year? What are some of the surprises we may face in the U.S. economy, and how will they affect current economic policy?
Well, I think the first surprise is the economy is starting to slow down, and I think we're seeing the effects of COVID with the new Delta variant certainly slowing down things economically and quite significantly. We're starting to see a lot of factors that we once believed were lifting the economy out of recession starting to weaken. So I think we're at a turning point, Wayne, and I think the equity markets are not reflective, as I've often said, of what's truly going on in the economy and, more importantly, beneath the surface. So I think this is a time, as I said, to be very prudent, very cautious, and certainly take some money off the table, raise some cash, and move to the safety of the sidelines as we await lower prices. I think most people lose sight of the fact, very importantly, that the biggest corrections we've witnessed in the equity markets all through history happen in 2 months, Wayne, May and October. So I think as we work our way through the balance of September into October, we could start to see a significant weakening of the economic scenario even additionally, and we're going to see a long overdue and certainly well-defined correction in the equity markets beginning almost at any time. That's what I think is ahead of us, Wayne.
Well, that's very interesting, and you've maintained that position for the several months that I've known you and talked with you. So, folks, just to be clear, in layman's terms, Joseph's recommending that there's great risk in the stock markets today, and it may be some time to take some of your profit or invested money off the table. Another question, Joseph. It's about the equity markets, but the U.S. equity markets, are we now finally seeing signs that the long bull market in equities coming to an end? You've answered that yes. And what should investors be doing now with their investment capital, given the worst 2 months in history that have witnessed major declines in stock prices?
Well, I think, as I've often said, until you ring the cash register and take money out of the market, even if you've realized very solid gains, you've got to keep in perspective their paper profits, Wayne. They don't become real until you become a seller and cash them in.
Yeah.
So you got people riding tremendous gains on a piece of paper, but they're no way near reality until they're sold and they're actually taken back into the account in the form of cash. People lose sight of that.
And are you still recommending the precious metal like gold and silver as a better place to put some money now?
Well, I think when we talk to gold and silver, I'll say it again, we'll never see these prices in our lifetime once more. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to own gold and silver, and I can't stress, importantly enough, the need for people to do that.
Well, that's very interesting. As we were chatting a few minutes ago, our company is taking your advice in that respect. We're in the metal business, we'll actually be one of the, it's not really a precious metal, but it sure is a high price one. One of the things we'll be recovering out of end of life vehicles in our battery recycling business is the cobalt, and
yes,
very valuable metal today. And the nickel, of course. I agree with you. I mean, gold, you know, like copper, you can sell on any given day for an amount of money and get paid that day.
Yes.
You know, it's much more, you know, it has a use. You can do something with it, Joseph, as opposed to this paper that we're talking about. I do agree
with
you.
That's the point, Wayne. People lose sight of what you just mentioned. Very, very important.
What signs with respect to gold and silver, Joseph, what signs as we approach the end of the year that the precious metals bull market may have a huge move forward beginning in the new year? What do you expect we could see in 2022 for, say, gold and silver? I hope we can get Joseph back, folks. We've got some great questions, and I know he's got some great answers for us that we'll all be interested in. But until then, we'll just hang on. Now, you know, as Mr. Meyer was saying, there's great risk in the equity markets, the stock market. He was saying on the last show that when there is a major correction, it will be more like the crash of November 1929, whereby 1932, the market was little more than 10% of what it was in October 29 before the crash. And what was more interesting, more remarkable in my opinion, is it took 22 years to get back to those levels that they were in October of 29. So things might look like a good deal when prices adjust, even real estate might be look. Joseph, you're back with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, I apologize for that. I was just regurgitating some of the things that you had told us the last time about how long a recovery could take. But I was saying, what's your prediction for price levels for gold and silver in 2022? What might we expect to see?
Well, I think when we possibility of where gold and silver can certainly go in the short term, I think we talk the short term first and then more importantly the long term. But I think when we talk about silver, we're going to very easily make a new high. We're going to get above $30 an ounce in silver, and I think we'll be well on our way in the next year or two to probably reach $50 an ounce in silver. I think in gold, we're going to go back to the old high, initially $2,089, and then I think in the next year or two, we're going to go to $3,000-$4,000. So I think this is a wonderful long-term buying point in gold and silver. I think investors should take advantage of it, take some of the money out of stocks and bonds, and if you're in real estate and you can certainly cash in and generate a profit, by all means do so, and move into the precious metals and buy an even amount of gold and an even amount of silver and put it away. That's the best thing you can do to protect yourself from the falling dollar, Wayne.
That's very interesting. Very interesting that you're as strong as you are on silver. With regards to U.S. housing prices, Joseph, what can we expect to happen with housing prices and how will it affect rentals in 2022?
Well, I think, first of all, as you and I have discussed in previous show, housing is very overvalued. I think when you look at housing having gone up 25% in the last year, and you certainly see the market remain strong in certain parts of the country as people are now relocating from the crime-ridden cities to the ones that are better managed. No doubt we're seeing rents go up and go up quite significantly in line with what we've witnessed with housing prices. But I think when we talk about the long-term and affordability of housing, quite frankly and quite honestly, Wayne, to the average American, housing's become unaffordable. So there isn't any way that these prices can continue in the long term. I think we're going to see a shakeout in the equity market. It's going to spill over to housing, and both those markets are going to go down and go down significantly.
Wow, yeah. Well, that's, it makes perfect sense to me, Joseph. That's hard to argue with. It may make sense to continue for folks to rent rather than buy at these current price levels. They may well get what they've spent in rent back when they do purchase a home at a lower price.
I think what people have to keep in the forefront of their mindset when you look at housing, it's not the interest rate you pay on the mortgage, Wayne. It's the amount you borrow. People lose sight of that fact. I think for the average interested party looking to go into housing at these levels, you'd be well advised to stay in rent, take the down payment, buy some gold and silver, just put it away.
Yeah, you know, on your point there, it's not the interest rate, it's the amount that you borrow and have to pay back. I've always thought that with automobiles, Joseph. Very expensive.
Very true.
These days. A pickup truck can cost you as much as $100,000, depending what you buy. And people really get attracted by the 0% interest rate, but that whole $100,000 still has to be paid back, you know. So I've always felt the same way. It's yes, the interest rate certainly affects the payment and may well help to bring down the housing market if interest rates do rise, Joseph, but by God, you still need to pay back that whole principal. So we'll go on to energy and crude oil prices. What do you think will happen with gasoline prices? And will we see much higher energy prices in 2022?
Well, so far in 2021, we've seen gasoline prices go up almost 50% in the major cities all across the U.S. I think we're going to see significantly higher not only crude oil prices, but natural gas prices as well. That's another market, I think, that has a lot of upside. People don't realize, Wayne.
Well, that's kind of scary, I'm sure, to our listeners that energy
we
costs.
We got natural gas trading at $5. I remember when it was a buck and a half.
Yeah. Well, it's one thing about it, our living expenses are increasing by the day almost, it seems. How high do you think we could expect to see in regards to the price of a barrel of oil, and name some of the potential problems we could now be facing because of the recent withdrawal out of Afghanistan, Joseph?
Well, I think, first of all, we'll talk about Afghanistan. I think we're going to see a shift all throughout the Middle East. I don't think there's any question that with Afghanistan now under new government leadership, we're going to see certainly the potential in the long term when we talk about the geopolitical environment all through the Middle East change and change for the negative. I think we've got to look at the long-term stability of the oil-producing countries, and at some point we got to question their ability to try to stay in the realm of what they've been doing for many years and continue to produce oil. So I think with the fall of Afghanistan, we've brought a degree of instability to the Middle East we've not witnessed in a long, long time. That's why I believe we're going to see at some point significantly higher crude oil prices, Wayne.
Well, there isn't anything that's going down these days, I know that much. What role will China play, Joseph, in the future of what happens in Afghanistan, would you say?
Well, I think there's no question China is going to increase their footprint in the Middle East, and they're in the process of having been involved in doing that for quite some time. No question they're going to have a meaningful relationship with the Taliban, and no question they're going to pump hundreds of billions of dollars into the country to develop the resources. As you touched upon earlier, most people don't realize Afghanistan is very rich in minerals, and that's one of the reasons why China is so interested in expanding their footprint in the country.
Yeah, it's amazing what China has bought in the last 10 or so years, Joseph. I know in Canada they tried to buy the biggest metals company. They tried to buy the biggest fertilizer company. They have stockpiled certain commodities. I thought was very smart of them. Steel mill coke for steel making does not survive, if you will, out in the elements. It'll end up turning to dust. So the Chinese were buying shipload after shipload with self-unloaders of steel mill coke, millions of tons, dumping it in the salt water, dumping it in the ocean, creating rice paddies and such. And the salt water preserves the steel making coke until they need it. And they've been so hungry for natural resources and metals and mining and so forth around the world, it's really incredible. So I'm sure you're correct that they are in Afghanistan and the Middle East as never before. Let's talk about the U.S. dollar, Joseph, and your outlook in 2022, what effect that will have on gold and silver and cryptocurrency. And if you could give an outlook for Bitcoin and price targets you're expecting in this market. If we see the stock market, precious metals, and Bitcoin all rising together at the same time, what could this possibly be telling us is now taking place in the market?
Well, the first thing I want to touch upon that I don't think many people realize, China's the largest gold producer in the world. Do you know that?
No, I didn't.
They surpassed South Africa many, many years ago. So not only are they the largest producer of gold, they export very little, Wayne.
Okay.
So that tells you in itself how serious they are about the precious metals and certainly the importance of raw materials and minerals as we move forward.
Yes, yes. There's no doubt about that. What do you think of the U.S. dollar? What do you think of it in 2022? What do you see and the effect on the gold and silver and cryptocurrency, Joseph?
Well, I think we're going to see a weaker dollar, no question about it. And I think the U.S. Fed is going to have to continue to pump billions and billions of dollars into the financial system. I think you've got a bubble in all asset classes, as I've said for quite some time. And I think in the final phase of the bubble that we're witnessing unfold as we speak, we're going to see the stock market, cryptocurrency, gold and silver, and certainly real estate to some degree continue to go somewhat higher. But it's signaling to me, in my humble opinion, an ending rather than a fresh beginning. And I think it's going to lead to a big correction and disappointment in all the following areas I just mentioned, Wayne.
Very good, Joseph. We'll be back after these commercial breaks, folks. Joseph, stay with us, please. This is good stuff. We are all learning. Thank you.
Right well, back, what about folks. Probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.